The Government of All Governments, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, to become a servant of God is a great position. People are always trying to get some government post or some position in a reputed business firm because the service rendered in such positions earns great profits. Although we are very anxious to get good positions in the government service, we do not stop to think of getting a position in God's service. God is the government of all governments.
Srila Prabhupada, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 6.
Have you ever met someone who aspired for a post in the government?
In what context? Were they already working in government and simply desired a promotion, to move up the chain?
No. This is someone growing up and contemplating potential occupation for adulthood. Instead of the common fireman, policeman, doctor, or lawyer answer, they want to work in government.
Oh. I have not met such a person.
It was interesting the first time I heard it. Not something you come across every day in our part of the world.
What was the reasoning?
I think in some places the people in government have it best. They get a nice house, a fancy car, servants to take care of everyday needs.
I see.
I keep thinking of the corruption.
What do you mean?
People in government get away with everything. For instance, they pass a new law that every person must purchase health insurance from a specific provider. Then we learn that members of the government are exempt from this rule.
That does happen.
They force the general population to take an experimental injection, to obstruct their breathing while in transport, but you see that government officials don't have the same rules apply to them. They live a normal life, while everyone else suffers.
That is a principal defect in government, as it is seen in the modern day.
Therefore, I completely understand someone aspiring for a post in the government.
Just so they can be above the tyranny?
I came across a statement from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada comparing this aspiration to service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
In what context?
That people strive for government posts, but no one wants to be a servant of God. The Supreme Lord is the government of all governments.
That is true, on both counts.
All right, so what about the corruption angle? If we are a servant in God's government, are we free to do as we wish?
We certainly might be tempted to think so. Indra gets into trouble all the time, such as with the events leading up to the first Govardhan Puja. Brahma thinks he can outsmart Krishna and steal the cowherd boys. Nalakuvara and Managriva behave improperly in front of Narada Muni. Demigods get cursed to appear on earth, only to be later saved with an auspicious meeting with Krishna.
Right, but they are always eventually saved. Is that why such service is superior?
That is why it is better to strive for that service. Though a government official today might get away with spying, with inciting violence, with stealing documents, eventually they will pay for the misdeed.
Avashyam labhate jantuah phalam papasya karmanah. Ghoram paryagate kale drumah pushpamivartvam.
Quote, just as a tree starts to blossom during the proper season, so the doer of sinful deeds inevitably reaps the horrible fruit of their actions at the appropriate time.
Lord Rama speaking to Khara, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 29.8.
We also see that people are not in that position forever. They might get ousted from government, though they try their best to hold on to power through blatantly stolen elections.
Whereas with Krishna there is never turnover. He is always the head of the government of the universe. No one can depose him. His shelter is perfect protection. It is the highest dharma to follow. In closing, most perfect shelter of all, with highest dharma to call. Like post in government taking, where possible the rules breaking, but not sinful and defective, qualities of leader reflective, such that fixed in position to stay, following devotion's way.